WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that calm within the chaos. Ever feel like life's one giant game of whack-a-mole? You know, you just keep whacking away at problems, only for more to pop up. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, picture-perfect Instagram feeds, flawless resumes, and that elusive feeling of having it all together. But here's the thing. That pursuit of perfection? It's exhausting. And frankly, it's setting us up for disappointment. Today, we're diving headfirst into a superpower. Embracing imperfection. Let's face it, we're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Striving to be perfect is like chasing the wind. You can run forever, but you'll never quite catch it. So how do we shift our perspective? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch the pressure of perfection and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head that whispers not good enough, you should be doing more. Yeah, let's acknowledge it. This inner critic often stems from unrealistic expectations we set for ourselves or sometimes as pesky societal pressures. Think of it like a grumpy roommate who's always nitpicking you wouldn't take their negativity to heart, right? Treat that inner voice with the same kind of compassion and understanding you would offer a friend. 2. Celebrate the small wins. Instead of focusing on the mountain of tasks ahead, celebrate those little victories along the way. Finished a chapter of your book? High five. Made it through a tough workout? You rock. These small wins build momentum and remind us that progress, even in tiny increments, is still progress. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. 3. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. We're way harder on ourselves than we are on others. Imagine a friend messed up, would you berate them or offer a helping hand? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. 4. Reframe failure. Think of failure not as an end, but as a learning opportunity. Every stumble, every setback, is a chance to adjust course and grow stronger. It's like the time you tried baking a cake and ended up with a delicious brick you might not have nailed the recipe, but hey, now you know what not to do next time. 5. Focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What brings you joy and fulfillment? When we align our actions with our values, we create a sense of purpose and meaning that transcends any external measure of success. It's about living authentically, not chasing someone else's definition of perfect. Okay, picture this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work and you suddenly realize, oh no. You forgot to include a crucial slide. You feel your heart racing, that familiar weight of panic washing over you. The inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. You messed up. What will they think? But wait, here's where the superpower comes in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of anxiety, and remind yourself that this is just a bump in the road. You quickly improvise, focusing on the key points you do have and engaging with your audience authentically. The presentation doesn't go perfectly according to plan, but it's received well because you stay true to yourself and your message. T. Embracing imperfection isn't about being careless or giving up, it's about showing up as your real self, making mistakes along the way, and learning from every experience. Remember, finding that calm within isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal, it's about accepting yourself, imperfections and all, and embracing the messy, beautiful journey of life. So go out there, be brave, make a few mistakes because you're human, and remember, you're enough, just as you are. Want to share your own experiences with embracing imperfection? Hit me up on social media, I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of calm in the chaos. Until next time, stay calm and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.